Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, guys. I hope you're doing well. I had to come on because today is International Women's Day. And if you know anything about me, you know that I'm pro-woman. And I am also a woman. And I just had to come on and just say something. And I really, really want to appreciate every woman out there. Every sisters, mothers, aunties, nieces. I love the fact that there's a day to celebrate every woman out there, both young and old. I love that. And I really, really want to appreciate every woman out there who are just killing it, you know, who are just doing it. And I really appreciate there's so many women out there. I just remembered recently this woman. Oh my God. This Nigerian woman that's recently became the... Oh my God, something general of the World Bank or something like that. I forgot. Ngozi Nwela. Yeah, I think that's her name. I'm so sorry if I got... I'm really rubbish with names. I think it's Ngozi Nwela. Yeah, the Nigerian woman that... She's been killing it for a very long time. And now she's even gotten to the pinnacle of it all. I won't say the director general of the World Bank or something like that, a Nigerian woman. Like, she is, like, she's killing it. And I'm so proud I'm proud to be a Nigerian. I really want to appreciate some women that has inspired me along the way as well. Just to mention a few, I want to appreciate Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer is a preacher, a teacher of the word. Oh my gosh, I love that woman so much. I love the way she's so relatable. She's so down to earth when it comes to her preachings. She's so funny as well. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. I just love the way she does her teaching and she breaks it down for you. Like, whoa, I love her so much. God willing, you know, by God's grace, I get to stand in front of people to preach the word one day. I really want to emulate her style, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie, I will still be original to my style. I don't really have a style, really. I haven't done this that before, but I would like to do it the way she does it. Like, first of all, breaks it down, be relatable, and just enjoy, you know. I know she didn't start it like that, to be honest. She has shared so many stories. She didn't start it like that, but yeah, I love her anyway. I love her so much. And another person that I love so much is similarly to her is Reverend Funke Felix Adejumo as well. She reminds me of Joyce Meyer as well. She's so funny as well. She's so funny, and she breaks it down. She's relatable as well, so relatable. But she's funny almost more than anything else. She's so funny, and I really enjoy listening to her preaching anytime, any day. So yeah, and there's so many other women out there, you know, that we know of that are really, really doing it. They're really all over. I mean, Instagram, you see so many of them. You see so many of them that, you know, you cannot mention. And yeah, I'm so proud to be a woman. I'm so proud to be a woman. And oh yeah, I must mention Maya Angelou as well. After reading her story, a book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sing. Oh, like, wow. Amazing woman. May her soul rest in peace, you know. A story. I was first of all drawn to her poems because I like to write poems, and I'm nowhere near her own skills, nowhere near but you know, we can only dream. We can hope to be, you know, to get there one day, hopefully. We'll see. But I thank God for their lives. I thank God for this woman who has created a way for other women to also follow. People like Oprah, people like Michelle Obama, they've made it possible for other women to dream and say that if she can do it, I can do it as well. Reminds me of that film, I can't remember the name. But that film of three women, or the story of three women who worked in NASA, basically. The name's gone. It's gone again. It was these people that acted. It was Taraji P. Henson, Octavia, and that girl that sings. Oh, I've forgotten her name. But yeah, those three people, I'm sure by that you guys know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it reminded me of the story, because if not for that women, they wouldn't have been able to, I believe, launch the first rocket I think that was it. But they were very brilliant women, and so many women like that that invented so many things. Black women, let's say, that invented many things that some people have not even given them credit for. You know, I know. And this woman as well, the first black millionaire woman, that Octavia Spencer acted out the story as well. Yeah, that woman as well. I can't remember her name. But yeah, you guys must know what I'm talking about. But yeah, all these women that are making the way, paving the way for other women to dream, to believe that they can do it as well. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Thank you to all of you all. And I only hope that we can, you know, in this day and age now, I just feel sad for us sometimes. You just go onto Instagram and you're just seeing some of these things and you're just like, really? Is this what we're doing right now? Women? You know, half naked women. Naked women. I'm sorry, there's some things that, maybe I'll talk about this later on, but there's just some things that you see other women doing these days, and they're claiming to say, or they're trying to, I don't know what they're doing, but there's just some things that I don't personally agree with that some women are doing these days, you know, and you're thinking, is that what, you know, a lot of vanity, let's just say, a lot of vanity going on, and you're thinking, come on, there's got to be more to us than this. You know, there's more to women than this. There's more to us than us showing our boobs, showing our butts. There's definitely more to us than this, you know. So yeah, I just hope that we can do better. We can do better for our future generation. God help us all. God help us all. But yeah, I just wanted to come on quickly and just really, really say thank you to every woman out there who are just doing it. Every woman who has businesses, you know, businesses, small business. It's not an easy thing to have a business. I must say, it's not an easy thing to have a business. But they are doing it. They are killing it. You know, creativity everywhere you go, left, right, center. Creativity. Women doing. Oh my, there's so much you can talk about. There is so much, despite, yes, I'm talking about the boobs and everything else that they're doing, but there's also so much, a lot of other women out there right currently that's also killing it. They are killing it right now on the Instagram. They are killing it. So yeah, I'm grateful for you all. I am grateful for you all. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you. And for every young woman out there that's thinking, oh, there's nothing they can do, or they still don't know what they're going to do, hang in there, you will get there, you know. I recently felt like, I want to do more, I want to change the world, and blah, 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 but I'm like, am I even built for that? I know myself, like, am I ready for that? You know, all I always wanted was just to inspire people, and I want to one day hope that someone will come to me and say, you've inspired me. That is the ultimate dream. That for me is the ultimate dream. And that's the reason why I do the things that I do. You know, I share, like I'm doing this podcast now. I share things on my Instagram. I share inspiring words on my Instagram. It's all I really want to do. I love to do. I love to create. You know, I love to create things that, in one way or the other, would inspire someone to go for their dreams or do what they need to do to get to where they need to get to. And that is what I hope to achieve. I feel like I want to do more. I really, really want to do more. And there's quite a few things in the works. I thank God for that. I was recently asking God, Lord, I want to do more than this. What can I do? I want to change the world and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, but the little that I'm doing, I've always believed in the power of one for a long time. I always feel like I only need to touch one person's life, really. Because a lot of these preachers that we know about, a lot of these big people that we know about today, it only took one person to talk to them. It only took one. If you hear of all the big preachers of the world today, you will realize that It only took one person to minister the word of God to them. It only took one person to talk to them about Jesus. And they are the people they are today. So you, in a way, the person that spoke to them would not think that they have done anything the time they spoke to them. But they didn't realize that they have pretty much changed the world just by speaking to that one person. Because that one person has gone on to become a big man of God that is changing the lives of thousands and millions of people all over the world. So a lot of the time you will hear these preachers refer to that person that spoke to them about Jesus. So don't think your little act of love, your little act of just sharing a Bible verse on Instagram or just sharing a simple word on Instagram, it's nothing. It's amazing how those little acts, those little things that we do that we think we see as nothing actually changes people's life. And those little things that we say, those words that we encouraging was, is probably what that person needed at that point in time. You know, even I sometimes I forget it, or I doubt what I, you know, the things that I share, or I share them anyway, even though I'm not really, I don't sort of some, I would say sometimes I don't really, I don't know, I just do it. And sometimes I can be sometimes hesitant, I won't lie, I can be sometimes hesitant to do it, but I've always learned to just to share what I want to share and say what I want to say, or say whatever comes to mind, no matter what, because I believe that it is not for me to, because I don't know who actually needs it at that point in time. I don't know the one person that needs to read that or see that at that point in time that will change their whole thinking. You know, I remember a lot of times when I'm, sometimes when I feel inspired to go on to, I'm very, very passionate about home decor. It makes me so happy. I must confess, that's another confession. I love home decor. I love looking at homes and getting inspired by home interiors. It makes me happy. If I feel down and I want to be happy sometimes, that's where I go. I just start looking at home decors. It's crazy. But yeah, so just looking at a picture alone inspires me to, it just gives me ideas on certain things. And so yeah, so if you're inspired to share things that you know is going to inspire people to be a better person, and you know you have something to, everyone has something to offer the world, believe it or not, you also have something to offer the world. You that is listening to me right now, you, that one person, that single one person that is listening to me right now, you have something to offer the world. So just let it go, let the Spirit guide you. Don't withhold. Don't withhold. I'm saying this from my own experience, because I am generally an introverted person, or I say extroverted introvert. I really don't like anything that brings attention to me. I've not for a long time, for as long as I can remember, and I still don't right now. I still don't like anything that brings attention to me. But once something comes upon me, once there is a goal, there is something to achieve, believe it or not, that my introvertedness, whatever it is, it just goes hiding away. It just disappears straight away. It disappears. And then the moment I'm done with that thing, it comes back again. That's how it works. It comes back again. And by the time I've been extrovert, that's why some people don't think I'm an introvert. They don't see me as an introvert, but I am. A lot of the time, by the time I've done all this social thing, I'm tired. I am literally tired. The thing that I really want to escape as soon as I can. I want to escape. I just want to get out of that place. That's the only thing I think about. So yeah, but I like the fact that once there's something upon me, that is why I share whatever I share on my Instagram. There's a goal there. This come upon me so heavily. So I just do it. And once I have a goal or something to achieve, whatever it is that is making me introverted in the first place just disappears. my shyness, my whatever, it just disappears, and I'm only focused on what I want to achieve at that point in time. And then once that is done, okay, bye-bye. It's like another, I just retrieve into my shell. That's usually what happens with me. So yeah, guys, I think what I'm just trying to say at the end of the day is that as a woman, we have a lot to offer the world. As a man, we have a lot to offer the world. But do not think yourself, because there's so much pressure placed on women. I mean, for some people that are probably familiar with me will know that I have it's kind of like a calling for women, actually. I have a calling for women. It's been upon me for a very long time. Since I was very, very young, I remember that I've been so passionate about women. And I know a lot of you be asking what's happening to Bo Conference, because Bo Conference is becoming a woman. So it's about just talking about women issues and dealing with women and things that has to do with women, basically. That is what I'm really passionate about. And boy is coming, but the thing is that I don't want to just go off on a tangent. I don't just want to do something because of what people are expecting, because at the end of the day, it's not my project, it's God's project, it's God's work. So I'm letting God lead the way. I've shared this a few times. I'm letting God lead the way. I'm letting God lead me to what I want to do, or how he wants me to do it. So there is a lot of things, actually, there are a lot of things on the pipeline, but like I said, I'm just taking it one step at a time, and I'm just don't feel the need to rush. It will come in its own time. That's all I'm going to say. The Bo Conference will come in its own time, and you will hear about it. So yeah, I want to thank you all so much for listening. This is just like a little catch up and just a little encouragement, and just also to just say a little thank you to every woman out there that is just killing it. Those who are in the university, who are studying, those who are, you know, having businesses, you know, different businesses, and just, you know, keeping it, doing it. Mothers out there who are killing it, scientists, doctors, nurses, everyone, you guys are amazing. You are amazing, and you're doing a great work. So thank you, and happy International Women's Day.